Hi, I'm Solara Starr and welcome to the Solara Starr podcast. With over 20 years of experience, I've had the privilege of working with thousands worldwide and sharing my expertise across various media platforms. This podcast is your go-to resource for mastering manifestation and unlocking your ultimate magnetism. Hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and let's dive in. And a very warm welcome to the Solara K Star podcast. And it's on this podcast, we don't just talk about manifesting a better way of life. We do the work to become the version of ourselves that can actually hold it. And this episode is for those who have been doing all of the things. And what I mean by things is journaling, meditating, vision boarding, going on various retreats, doing different mantras, and basically trying to stay high vibe, but still feeling you're not making traction or feeling like you're stuck in some way. And you may also feel absolutely shattered from working so hard to get your dreams, and something still doesn't quite feel like it is landing. And today I am going to offer you something that has quietly become the backbone of my work. And we're going to be talking about the 7 soft expansion codes. And no, as much as I love affirmations, this is not about surface level affirmations. It's definitely not about spiritual performances, invocations, or rituals either. But this, my friends, is deep energetic truths that shift how you live, how you love, and how you lead your life as a result of that. So take a breath with me and allow yourself to land in the space and time and land in your body, more importantly. And as you exhale, just let all the tension in the muscles and the bones in your body just to relax and unwind. Now, although this particular episode is very much centered around the feminine energy, and I'm going to be speaking to women mainly, I would also like to say that if you are a man listening to this and you want to learn about the feminine energy and soft expansion, or you've got a partner, a wife, a sister, a mother that you care deeply about, that you'd like to learn this information for too, or you want to activate more of that feminine energy within you, then this is perfect for everybody of all ages to hear. And I'm going to start with one of the most important soft expansion codes, which is our nervous system, and how our nervous system will absolutely lead us in either the direction we don't want or the direction that we do want. And that is quite often determined by how our nervous system is calibrated. And how our nervous system is calibrated is often dictated by how we lead our life, how we are in stress response, how we might push ourselves, force ourselves, not listen to our body. So we might find that our nervous system is calibrated to stress and we are excreting all sorts of hormones like cortisol, adrenaline, lactate, and all of those are great if you're running away from a lion or you are literally in danger. But many of us are living in that heightened state 24/7. And unless your nervous system is calibrated to a more relaxed response, so you have activated your parasympathetic nervous system, and now we have access to dopamine and serotonin and oxytocin amongst others, we are going to struggle to move forward in our manifestation. So today is all about understanding and becoming aware that when your nervous system is under stress, you're going to find it doubly hard to reach your dreams. You're going to find it even harder to manifest the life that you desire. Because when we are in stress response, we are basically in survival mode, which means that all the other qualities like creativity and intuition, amongst other things, are all completely shut down. We don't have access to them, which means that we are not open and receptive to wonderful new things coming into our life. And this is where a lot of people struggle to get results. Because if your body does not feel safe, your dreams are going to stay in storage. And that is simple as that. But this is good news that you're listening to this, because it means that you want to get your dreams out of storage and you're figuring out a way of how to do that. When we try and change our lives from, let's just say, from the neck up, so in other words, from thinking our way out, from strategy, from mindset, from happy, clappy Pollyanna thinking positive thoughts all the time. But Your nervous system is still living in fear. You're fighting against yourself. You will not find any forward movement. In fact, you're just going to be left feeling completely wrung out like a sponge. And when we feel wrung out, we do not have capacity to do anything other than get by moment to moment. And this basically means your subconscious is going to sabotage anything that feels unfamiliar because it's already in a heightened state of survival, even if that thing that you are calling in is an answer to your prayers. So for example, if you grew up in a chaotic environment, if there was shouting, screaming, slamming doors, or maybe the opposite, kind of awkward silences or stonewalling, or you weren't ever really heard when it came to the emotional side of things, then success might feel very threatening to you. It's something that's going to be unfamiliar. It's going to feel very threatening. And again, when we feel threatened, the subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between something that will be good for us or bad for us. It just takes the energy of threat and protects you against it. So it could very well be protecting you from the success that you want. But also, let's say like love in your household was conditional. Like you don't deserve it and you get rewarded. Maybe you heard you don't deserve it, or perhaps you got rewarded only when you did good things, but you weren't supported when you made mistakes. So love was conditional for you. Then healthy relationships or a healthy balanced life, it may feel very boring to you, and you're going to be looking to get those dopamine hits, if you like, from chaotic situations. Or like many women, especially if you resting was labeled lazy and selfish, then slowing down might feel very terrifying for you on multiple levels. Now, healing your nervous system, it's not a luxury. It is a portal. It's an essential portal. It's what allows your desires not just to land in your reality, but to actually stay as well. So in this space of soft expansion, we don't override our body. So if our body's tired and it's exhausted and we're stretching it and pushing it anyway and making it run the 10 kilometers or going to the gym or going to work on those days that you feel so tired, you're just about to snap. We don't do that in soft expansion. It's soft expansion that helps us with the most incredible manifestation. So we don't override our body. We listen to it. We use our body as a signal. So we learn to regulate our body. We learn to slow down, to take care of our body so that we can activate the parasympathetic nervous system, which is responsible for all the good feelings, like I said, the dopamine and the serotonin and the oxytocin, but also the intuition, our inner compass, our creativity, our joy. So when we take walks or little afternoon snoozes, when we read our book or just sit watching and listening to the birds or do a creative task and learn a new skill, we start to relax our nervous system, but we also learn what safety actually feels like being in the body. So it's not just theory anymore. It's not just something that you've got on your vision board where you just wish to be able to do all of these things. You're actually a living, breathing version of you that has already achieved all of that. So it's not just theory. It's not just an affirmation. It's not just in a journal in your bedside cabinet. It's a lived experience. You're in it, living it, breathing it, experiencing it. And the way to that is by getting yourself out of survival and into thriving, taking your nervous system out of stress response and allowing it to relax into relaxation response. And slowly but surely, one small shift at a time, you can calibrate yourself energetically to a frequency that is supportive of your dreams, a nervous system that is supportive of everything that you want to call in. Now we're going to talk a little bit about desires. Now, desires are scrumptious and divine and exciting. They're not dangerous. So having amazing, wild desires, they're not dangerous. They are the direction that we're meant to be living in. And because this is focused on women, but for those gentlemen out there listening, definitely is going to be a part of your system too, because you're have a percentage of the feminine energy. We all have that within us anyway. We have a percentage of masculine and feminine energy. Those who have a more feminine core And you don't have to be biologically male or female for these, by the way, but it's having a feminine core. You'll probably have 20% masculine, or having a masculine core, 20% feminine. So this speaks to everybody, like I mentioned at the beginning of the episode. Now, this part of you, this feminine energy, this is where your power socket for manifesting is, but only when she's alive, only when she's out of that survival mode, only when she's kicked off her restraints, only when she's there ready to be truthful with herself and to be open and honest with what she wants, and unapologetically as well. That part of you that doesn't censor, that part of you that wants to feel desire, be desired, feel ravished, be adored, feel deeply safe and supported. That feminine energy that one week may want chocolate and silence and a week alone, and the other week wants to party until the early hours of the morning. That part of you who wants more than what she was told she could ever have. And now this speaks to how important desire is, and how your desire is a gateway to your life force. It is your activator. So we spoke about on one of the recent episodes with my friend Naz, who's also a coach, about having a lamp and a socket, but not plugging them in. And that's why the light is not turning on. You have to plug the lamp into the electricity in order to turn that lamp on. And that's the same as us. We have to tap into our desire and be honest with ourselves about what our desires are in every area. The type of relationships that we want, the type of intimate connections we want to experience, and to get rich and deep and raw with the honesty in order to activate that desire. So remember, desire is the gateway to your life force. And this is very different to the list that you might have about what you want to manifest, because sometimes the list that we have about what we want to manifest is mainly coming from fear, because we're trying to avoid something we're scared of happening. And that can be really eye-opening. And that's another reason why a lot of our manifestations don't land, because we're preemptive striking. We're trying to manifest the relationship because we're scared of being alone or what people might think. Not to say we don't want the relationship, right? But I'm talking about some of the seed energy in our manifestations. Or the big house, because by having the big house, it would mean we're successful, and being successful must mean that we're safe. Or having loads of money in the bank. I need to have loads of money in the bank. I'm manifesting loads of money. I want to win the lottery. And that's coming from a desire to feel safe and to feel secure, because you don't feel safe and you don't feel secure. And those are the manifestations that end up falling flat like a pancake. But when you tap into your desires, when you step out of any restrictions and any fears, and you're just there with yourself and a pen and paper, and you just write down everything that you deeply, deeply desire, that's when you'll notice that light switch, that lamp turning on inside of you. So desire is definitely not about being selfish either, by the way. But what it is, it's about being honest with yourself and not playing small anymore. And not living a certain life in order to be accepted by other people. It is not about getting what you want. It's about becoming the woman or the feminine energy who doesn't betray herself in order to be successful, in order to be accepted, and in order to feel love. So I'm going to ask you now, what is it that you ache for? What does your heart ache for? And what have you silenced inside of yourself because it may have felt too much or too big or not possible? And that's, my friend, where you will begin. Let's talk about soft expansion code number 3. So this is flow over force. So important. Force is often just fear in high heels. And so many women that I work with, and this is also something I experienced, so many women are burnt out, tired, screaming inside, wanting to get off the hamster wheel. Not because they're weak, far from it actually, but because they've been performing and pushing and forcing and trying to be strong for too long. They've been the ones that have been holding it all together. Because if they didn't, They would fear everything would just fall apart. They're the ones that are smiling through gritted teeth, pretending to be okay when they're not, pushing their emotions down because they think emotions are weak, or they don't connect with them in case there's a massive overflow, pushing their body when it is begging to rest. Now, force is what you learn in survival, and flow is what you reclaim in your healing. And that's when the magic happens in your manifestation practice. And no, flow doesn't mean waiting around and being boring and passive. Far from it. But what it does mean is it means about being honest, truthful with yourself, being in alignment, doing things that turn you on, that make you feel alive. It means taking action from alignment, not from panic, not from fear, but from alignment, from something that feels right, from something that feels exciting. Taking actions from alignment because you're fed up of people pleasing and keeping the peace in order to live what you think is a good life or mediocre existence when you deserve so much more. So flow is knowing when to pull back. Flow is knowing when you need to rest. Flow is knowing when you need to play. Flow is knowing when you need to release some emotions and have a good old chat with a friend. Flow is knowing when to cry. Flow is knowing when you need some peace and quiet on your own. Flow is allowing yourself to stop and smell the roses. Flow is knowing that life has its natural rhythm and its ebb and flow. Flow is knowing and trusting the season that you're in life, whether you're the young maiden or the mother, or the wise woman, or should I say wild woman. It's knowing what phase of life that you are in and embracing your mind and your energy and your body as a result of it, but also embracing your flow of monthly cycle energy too. There's times and parts of my cycle when I just feel so alive and so playful and so creative and I've got boundless energy. There's another part of my cycle I feel so tired and snappy and grumpy. And it's in those times that I know how to listen to my body and give it what it needs so it can support me, so my nervous system can stay calibrated in order to attract my highest desires. It's allowing the process to have its way with you, not to try and row your metaphorical boat upstream and wonder why you're not getting anywhere and getting tossed around and in the current. It's about throwing your oars away and allowing life to take you to wonderful, new, exciting places. Allowing the stream to take you to new and exciting destinations. So remember, softness and flow is not weakness. It's an important and powerful strategy to help you get what you want to experience and a lot more of it. So, soft expansion code number 4. And this is a really important one. And this is truth over tactic. You cannot manifest over a lie. That life that you want, that house, that relationship, that bank account, those amazing holidays, that health on your vision board, you can't have that if it is being manifested over a lie. So you can have the perfect strategy if you're self-employed. You can have the best funnel or marketing system. You can have the vision board of your dreams, like I said before. But if you're out of alignment with your truth, it won't get anywhere very quickly at all. Because this process asks for you to be truthful. This is about being in integrity with yourself. So for example, am I saying yes to something when I mean no? Am I smiling sweetly, but actually I'm thinking something completely different? Are you doing something that you feel is expected of you? Or are you doing what feels right for you and that feels aligned? Are you creating and pushing and forcing from a deeper fear within you? Maybe fear of survival, fear of not being good enough, fear of being left behind, maybe. Because if any of the examples are you, or there may be other ones that have come to your mind, in this work, unless you start being honest with yourself, it's not going to work. And sometimes, you know what, that truth is, I'm tired. I just want to rest today. But if you push yourself and go out against that, you're going to be out of alignment and out of integrity with what is true for you. It's going to take you further away from your dreams. Sometimes when we realize we've outgrown a version of ourselves, it means something has to change, and that can be scary. But if we don't tell the truth, we're living a lie. We're living a life through a mask. We're out of alignment energetically. We're not going to be aligned with the life that we want to create. And sometimes it might be, you know what, I'm really scared, and making that decision frightens the life out of me. But it's my truth, and I'll make it through. So remember, it has to be being honest with yourself, truthful with yourself, and even with friendships. And sometimes friendships are no longer aligned anymore. Sometimes we stay friends with people even though we've outgrown them and we may resent them, but we're scared of upsetting them or hurting their feelings. So we keep ourselves and everybody else stuck because we're frightened, but we're not being honest. We're not being in integrity. We're not being truthful, which means we're out of alignment. And to manifest and create the life that you desire, you need to be in alignment. So remember, it's always truth before tactics, always. And now on to number 5, the body always knows. And when you don't feel safe to listen to your body, you're naturally going to move into your head and stay stuck in your head. Now, this path that I'm talking about, this wild, rich, raw, divine, truth-aligned path, it's an embodied energy. The more that you drop into your body, the closer and more aligned you become, and the clearer everything becomes too. So that gut feeling of yours, that intuition, that's your compass. And when you're in your body and your nervous system's relaxed and you're living your truth, you're going to be able to tune into that compass with much more ease. And that tension or that tightness and restriction in your chest or your gut feeling all scrunched up, that's also a signal. Perhaps showing you that you're misaligned, heading in the wrong direction. Or perhaps that lovely expansion in your chest or in your tummy. When something feels right, you just know that's your yes. So your body does not lie, but if you're not listening to it and the cortisol and the adrenaline and the lactate from the stress response floods your system, you're going to start noticing through various symptoms your body's communicating with you that something has to change. But if we don't listen to our body and we push and force over several years or even decades, our body does start to shut down, especially if we keep overriding it, if we keep pushing it, if we keep making it do things that we really don't want to do. So this work of soft expansion is about coming home to your body, to this beautiful sacred space that carries you every single day. And I don't mean it as like a project to fix and a tick list. I don't mean it like, you know, well, now it's another performance. I mean treating this powerful, beautiful, sacred vessel of yours as a home, as your channel, and as your truth teller, which leads me on to number 6. And number 6 is stillness. And stillness is a strategy. Burnout does not come from doing too much. It comes from doing too much that is not aligned. And when you have those pockets of stillness, this is where recalibration happens. Those pockets of stillness is where you meet yourself. Those pockets of stillness, even if it's just a few moments a day, where you stop running and you start receiving. So no, this isn't about doing nothing, because that would just be ridiculously boring. But it is about no longer abandoning yourself in the name of productivity, in the name of results, in the name of proving your worth. It's no longer abandoning yourself in the name of a promotion. But stillness is where ideas are going to drop in, where creation and integration happens, where your energy, my friend, becomes so effortlessly magnetic and known. Like I keep saying, not because you're pushing and forcing and being a rigid dictator to yourself, but where you are anchored and you are grounded and you are firm and you are strong. So that when all that you want and desire comes to you, you can hold it and keep it. So my love, if you're feeling unclear about something, be still and pause. If you're feeling stretched and overwhelmed, take a breath and soften. If you're feeling lost, be still, take a breath. Because the next step will always reveal itself right there. Which leads me on to number 7. You're not broken. You, my love, are becoming. Because this isn't about being here to fix yourself. Because the more we fix ourselves, the more we're affirming that there's something wrong with ourselves. But you're here to remember who you were before the world told you who you should be, who you need to be, who you must be in order to be accepted. So most people live on autopilot. They just repeat a whole host of patterns that have been passed down from them through the generations that they didn't even choose, that rinse, recycle, and repeat. But this journey, the soft expansion journey, is waking up to that and changing it. Waking up to understanding that you are not your past, that you are not your trauma. You're not your patterns, you're not your cycles, you're not your limiting beliefs, that you're not your fear or your aches and pains in your body or your fatigue. You are becoming, remembering, reclaiming, and rebuilding the version of you that was before all of that. And how do you do this? 1% shift at a time, just 1%. So if you imagine the future version of you, who stands tall and strong and is healthy and well, a sparkle behind their eyes, a spring in their step, has healthy routines, know when to ebb, knows when to flow, healthy, relaxed nervous system, enjoys life, laughs a lot more. What one thing does that future version of you do that you're not currently doing? And that's just the one thing that you can bring into your life next. And if you keep making these small 1% shifts, you slowly but surely realign yourself to that version. So instead of that version you are becoming, that version you have become. Now, I don't know if you've heard of an online platform. I think it's an app as well. It's called Insight Timer, where there's loads and loads of great teachers and free meditations. I have a meditation on there that I think you will love. I'll pop it in the show notes. It's basically collapsing timelines. So not only are you going to get a really clear vision and version of you through this visualization that I share, and the more you do it and the more you become aware of these 1% shifts, you are going to be collapsing that timeline much quicker than if you don't take any action at all. So this is one small shift, one honest truth with yourself, one deep relaxing nervous system recalibration breath, one small yes to your truth. That's how real, sustainable, and lasting change happens. Not all at once, but 1% small shift at a time. So, my love, what truth have you been avoiding? What have you been too scared to admit out loud? And which one of these codes really spoke to you today? Like, what are you being called to embody more deeply right now? So this isn't about pushing and forcing and giving you another to-do list. Far from it. It's taking away all the noise of all that you're not in order to reveal all that you are that is already there. It's about revealing you. So it's not even about becoming, even though we use that term. It's revealing because you're in there. That version of you is ready to come out, to live a rich, deeply fulfilling life. Not the you that's been surviving, the one who's been quietly waiting beneath the guilt, the exhaustion, the perfectionism, the survival, the people pleasing. That version of you that's already there, already here. And with these codes, you can become closer and closer to her. Align yourself more and more with her. So I'm going to leave it as that today, probably. Very interested to hear how you found this. So reach me on Instagram at SolaraKStar. Or if you want to explore coaching and a little bit more about the soft expansion way, then reach out to me via email, solara@solarastar.com. Mention the soft expansion and how you would like to step out of force and more into flow. And remember, if you're listening as a man, as a masculine energy, this episode might help you understand more of your feminine energy inside, or the feminine energy that you love, that is your girlfriend, wife, mother, daughter. And it's been an absolute honor to be with you sharing this. And I very, very much look forward to being back with you at the same time next week. Take care. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Solara Star podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you hit subscribe so that you never miss out. And you can stay connected with me on Instagram at Solara Star. And for even more inspiration and explore my courses and coaching at solarastar.com. You deserve to live a deeply connected and fulfilling life. And it's only you that can make it happen.